Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Hi, I am calling to see what a charge is on an account. I just want to know what the merchant is and what services they provide.
All right, can I get your zip code?
So I've already been through this. I'm not going to give any more information because it's being flagged as fraudulent, so I'm definitely not going to provide more sensitive information. I just want to know what the merchant is and what services they provide. Is there a way for you to look up the merchant without me giving you my personal information?
I mean, that's the only way that we can look and see what company charged you for anything or who or what products or anything you have.
What is the name of your company that you work for?
We're a customer service call center for over 1,000 companies. We're a telemarketing center.
Can you see how that's concerning, though, that you know you guys need more sensitive information when this is being flagged as fraudulent? And you can't provide me the name, what the merchant
your
is
name about. And everything is not, like, going to just pop up once you call. So we do have to get information from you in order to help you out.
Okay, so the name is Bruce Cohn.
All right, can you spell that for me?
B-R-U-C-E-C-O-H-N.
All right, do you remember entering a survey to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner on today?
No. Is the survey, like, you had to enter in to win it?
Yes.
Interesting. So that the $59 is that?
It's when you entered into the survey to pay the shipping and handling for whatever you said, whatever it says that you won. It comes with a meal planning app subscription once you enter the survey, and that subscription it charges you $59.89.
Okay, let me that's all the information. Maybe it was somebody else that has the card too. Let me find out from them. Thank you for the information. I appreciate you helping me.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.